This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. August has seen the deaths of several prominent Vermonters. Longtime healthcare policymaker Con Hogan and international journalist and VPR commentator Barry Dunsmore. You'll find our remembrances of both of them at vpr.net. Last week, Jim Condon also died at age 60 of esophageal cancer, and his death is being felt in many Vermont circles. Condon was well known in broadcasting circles. He had his own morning comedy duo, Mano and Condon, on WKDR in the 80s and 90s, and he led the state's Association of Broadcasters for the last decade. Condon also served as a state representative, serving Colchester from 2004 up to his death. Here to help us remember the man whose voice was familiar to so many is Mark Johnson, senior editor and reporter at VT Digger, and Condon's former colleague. Mark, welcome back to Vermont Edition.
Well, thanks, Jane. It's great to be here.
How did you first get to know Jim Condon?
We were partners in the radio station. That's really when I got to know him. That was in 1990 when he and Louie and I put together a group of people and bought WKDR. I'd known him a little bit before that. He was the one of the things about Jim is not only was he one of the funniest people I've ever met, he and Louie, I think, produced, at least for me, the biggest laughs of my life, you know, kind of milk out your nose kind of laugh. But Jim was also brilliant, just one of the sharpest, quickest people I know. So when I first met him, he was the news director at WJOY before, and he and Louie then got together and did their show on the FM side. But he was the news director. That's actually when I first met him.
What was his comedy like? I mean, you say milk out your nose funny. Like, what was he played the straight man to Louie Mano?
Yeah, well, I mean, they were yes. And as Louie said, you know, he was the guy that was throwing the hand grenades and Jim was doing the layups. But they were a really just a seamless team. They were like a married couple that finished one another's sentences. They had been together so long that they would do a three-hour show every morning from 6 to 9 a.m. that was completely unscripted. I mean, they would just show up and start talking about whatever was in the news. And I mean, there were times where all three of us, because I was the engineer on the show, it was kind of a low-budget operation, that I mean, all of us just couldn't stop laughing, and it was completely spontaneous. That I think was really what was such the hallmark of the Mano and Condon show, and what made it just so incredible. I would sit there and watch these guys. You know, it was like, you know, Jackie Gleason and Desi Arnaz just making it up as they went along, and then, you know, the entire rest of the day was really not that much different. I mean, it was kind of maybe a lighter version of the Mano and Condon show, but that's how these guys were.
So what made Jim Condon then decide to go into public service and serve Colchester for such a long time in the legislature?
Well, he and Louie, after they wrapped up their broadcasting, then went and ran the deli, the radio deli.
That was in Burlington.
Yeah. And Jim had actually had an interest in running for the legislature when we bought the radio station. And Louie and I actually had to go at one point and talk to him and convince him to not run then, that this radio thing was really viable, and to come along board with us, which he did. But he always had that interest in public service. And I will tell you, you know, from my personal experience as somebody who was there broadcasting every Friday, I mean, there was sort of an element to me the first couple of years there where it was like, Jim, you know, I mean, really? You know, it's like, you know, he'd broken into the country club, you know, and he was, you know, he'd somehow infiltrated this place. But he really took the job seriously. I think he was really well respected over in that building. You know, he was I would say, a conservative Democrat. Was very interested in tax reform, and was the kind of guy that had the intellect to be able to look at it and actually put the pieces together. One of the things, the unknown things about Jim Condon, is that he came that close to getting on Jeopardy twice. He was that kind of just brilliant. But I will tell you the thing that I didn't really recognize until last week when I talked to Louie. He made a comment that I think really, to me, summed up Jim Condon more than anything else, is that he said, I can't think of anybody who ever was angry with Jim. You know, and I don't think there are many people. I would certainly not put myself in that category. I mean, there are plenty of people out there that, you know, don't like you or like you for whatever reason. And, you know, Jim was a guy that just did not ever engender that. And frankly, I don't really ever remember seeing him angry. And, you know, we were working together side by side 10 years, 7 days a week under some pretty stressful conditions and always had his cool.
That's pretty remarkable, as you and I know, not only for somebody who has a broadcasting career, but also in the legislature. I mean, what a skill to have to be able to move forward on legislative topics like tax reform without getting people ticked off at you.
I always thought he should be Speaker of the House just because of the voice. You know, I mean, imagine him calling the House to order. He really had a voice that, you know, was truly unique.
His voice is what so many people think of when they think of Jim Condon. It seems particularly ironic and unfair that the type of cancer that he got was to his esophagus.
Yeah, it's not a good way to go.
So when you now have been talking to Louis Mano, talking to friends, thinking about Jim Condon, how will you remember him? You know, what do you think are the things that stand out most about Jim Condon?
The big Jackie Gleason laugh, you know, the always big smile. I mean, I would see him at 6 o'clock in the morning, and he was always had a big smile and was pleasant. And, you know, he was just a big bear of a guy. And, we'll leave, you know, the world will not be the same without Jim Condon. He really was somebody that was kind. He married the woman who was the love of his life too. So, he was a very blessed man in many ways. And, you know, he and Louis produced material that will live on through the ages. I mean, their Leave It to Bernie series that they did, poking fun at Bernie, was,
and with, you know, Joel Nashman playing the character of Bernie Sanders
and
right?
Doing a dead on impersonation. Joel used to be able to do the taglines in the ads. But, you know, one of the things about their humor, I was thinking about this in the past few days, that their humor was never mean. You know, it was always, you know, they were poking fun at people, but it was not ridiculing people. They were having a good time with them. And I think that, you know, I think an awful lot of people that are in comedy resort to either, you know, obscenities or sort of a real base criticism of people. And, you know, those guys really kept it on the high road and were, you know, I mean, I honestly, I don't think I've ever laughed harder in my life.
And perhaps a lesson for today's world where there's a lot of comedy that's not like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Different show, right, Jane?
Yeah. Very different. Well, Mark Johnson, I really appreciate you helping us remember your friend, your colleague, also longtime state representative Jim Condon. Thanks for being with us today.
Well, I appreciate you asking.